This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time flies when you're having fun. Summer is going to be over in the blink of an eye, which means that the Twins baseball season will be coming to a close and the St. Paul Saints season as well. The Saints down to their final two homestands of the 2025 season. And joining us now to talk St. Paul Saints is the president of the Saints, Derek Shearer, joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. It's been a few weeks since I've seen you, Derek. We saw each other over at the Dade Winfield announcement over at Tony Stone Field over there at St. Paul Central. How you been, man? I haven't seen you since then.
Yeah, I'm doing great, Henry. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, man. You guys are we're coming down to the end of it, man. How's the season been for you?
It's been good. It's been good. It's been one of the more challenging weather years. I think everybody here in Minnesota has noticed some tough weather the summer of 2025, but all in all, it's been a blast. We've had a lot of fun, promotions. We've had some special events out at the ballpark that have been pretty incredible. And I never look forward to the end of baseball season. We're counting down the games right now, but I'd love to have another half dozen, another month to play.
Well, you know, you stole the thunder a little bit from me, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I mean, how? It is challenging. You just mentioned that, but like, I can't even imagine the logistics of trying to go about shuffling a schedule and redoing things when the weather has been the way that it's been, whether it's been, you know, a lot of rain and we've got flooding in certain parts. We've got a lot of construction in Minnesota. We've got some of the oppressive, you know, days of heat. Just kind of talk about how it is to maneuver stuff around like that.
Well, don't forget the snow and ice in April, and then of course the wildfire smoke, off and on throughout the summer. So it's just been a weird one. But it gets tricky. Minor league baseball is a little bit easier than major league baseball. We typically, if we have a cancellation, we typically just roll it over into a doubleheader the next day. So we don't have to seek out an off day later on in the season to try to plug it in. But it's a huge inconvenience for fans and. We're pretty flexible with people being able to exchange tickets out for another game, but it just you get so excited about every single home game. It's just you just hate to see any of them get canceled because of bad weather.
Well, help me out with this. How has your life changed, or how has the Saints organization been altered a little bit here in the last month with all of the trades that the Minnesota Twins made that clearly will trickle down and impact the minor league roster?
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. This time of year is always interesting. Once you wrap up the draft and the major league affiliate starts making some moves, whether it's releases or bringing in the new draftees, it's always a fun time of year because you start seeing some of the prospects move up. You start seeing there's just a new level of energy that comes through in this sort of second wave of players. You hate to lose some of the guys you've had since the start of the season, but at the same time, there's just a fresh energy that comes with those guys getting called up. This year was you know, times 10 with the moves that the Twins made at the major league level, but it's been great. We've had some really fun guys, really top quality players join the roster since the trade deadline, including Mick Abel, starting pitcher who came over in the trade with Philadelphia for Yoan Duran, and who's been awesome. Set a strikeout record for us a few days ago. Mm. James Outman, who came over from the Dodgers, who had played a ton of Major League Baseball, that now just actually got called up by the Twins and is on the Major League roster. But we had him for a couple of weeks playing really well. And Kyler Fedko called up from AA, who's really taken off for us. So it's been fun. Our team's probably playing as well as it has all year. So it's been a great energy and pretty good on-field results.
Talking to Derek Shearer, president of the St. Paul Saints here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I mentioned it in the lead-in, final two homestands of 2025. This week it is the Round Rock Express. They are affiliated with the Texas Rangers. You've got some great promotions this week, man, and I want to start with one that kicks off tomorrow because it's near and dear to my heart. And I got to be honest with you, I haven't been to enough Saints games. I love coming out to check you guys out. I've been out to, I think, one game each of the last 2 years, but I need to get out there this year. But the Stand Up to Cancer Night, which I didn't realize that happens at the minor league level too, it means something to me. And I say that because many years ago, I met this awesome kid at Canterbury Park. His name is Matt Bishop. He was a college student at St. Cloud State. And Matt was just a phenomenal human being. And I remember when I moved away and I was doing radio in Kansas City for 5.5 years. And I remember going to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in 2015. That was the most, I guess, amount of Kansas City Royals players that they had ever sent to an All-Star Game. And so we made that trip. And I remember standing up there in the press box at the All-Star Game and the All-Star festivities. And they have that moment where, you know, you hold up the placard and the card and you stand up to cancer for somebody I fight for. And I remember mine, I made it out to Matt. Unfortunately, my friend Matt, a kid from Blaine, Minnesota, passed away at the age of 31 back in 2020. And I'll never forget Matt. We had a great friendship. And it just, I'm so happy that I was able to kind of represent him when we talk about that Stand Up to Cancer Night. But you guys are actually doing that tomorrow night, 7:07 first pitch.
Yeah, well, first of all, credit to you for developing that relationship and maintaining it throughout Matt's life, man. That's those relationships are pretty special and sometimes far and few between. So thank you for doing that, and I know it was as meaningful for you as it was for him. For us, that moment, you're right, is so incredible when you see an entire building full of people stand up and hold up that placard that represents somebody that means so much to them. So it's such a privilege to be able to host that event that we've all seen during the Major League All-Star Game, to be able to host that at CHS Field, and tomorrow it'll be a powerful moment. It's hard to say you're looking forward to it, because of what it represents. But it's so meaningful that you can't help but be moved by it.
Absolutely, you're totally moved by it because you know that we're all, in some way, shape, or form, we're all impacted by cancer. Whether it is in your immediate family, whether it's your friend circle, whether it's a coworker, colleague at work, we're all impacted by it. So I think it's truly one of those moments that I've been a part of, and it just makes you feel a certain way, right? Like one of the things that people love, and it is truly one of the great moments in sports, is the wave with the University of Iowa when they wave at the kids in the hospital. Yeah. Like, I had that same similar type of feeling with the Stand Up to Cancer. I really do.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you know, sports accomplishes a lot. Mostly entertainment, but those times when real life and sports come together to create something powerful and moving, and oftentimes effective and helpful for the cause it's the moment's representing. Those are that's when you really see the power of what sports can do.
All right, so you got to tell me about Wednesday. Well, you got to if you know, give me a little bit of information about this A Night About Nothing.
Well, we just went from something really important to something really goofy, but something that's going to be an absolute blast. So I know probably a lot of listeners listening right now were Seinfeld fans back in the day, and we the Saints network just comes across some of the craziest opportunities and some of the most fun people, and we had an opportunity to bring John O'Hurley, who was Mr. Peterman on Seinfeld, Elaine's boss for a few seasons, who was just hilarious, and then Larry Thomas, who was the guy that ran the soup shop, the soup Nazi character. We came across both of these guys and tried to figure out a way to bring them in for a Seinfeld celebration. So Wednesday night, A Night About Nothing, which is the Seinfeld show theme, we're going to have Mr. Peterman and the soup Nazi at the ballpark.
That's going to be fun, dude. That is going to be fun. I think that when we talk about sports teams that do special, unique nights, and I'm talking about not just in Minnesota but throughout the country, you guys hang your hat on that. But that's something that you guys knock out the park. You aren't just, you know, a team and an organization that does it. You guys do it extremely well. That's kind of like how people look at you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, I thank you for that. Very kind words. It's kind of in our DNA. Starting from 1993 when Mike Vick, Bill Murray, and Marv Goldklang planted their flag in St. Paul with the bringing the Saints back to life. That definitely was the approach and the mold. Being a minor league team in a major league market, I think has pushed this organization over the years to not just walk the line, but maybe step across it every now and then. And we definitely have fun doing it. So hopefully that translates to the fans having fun in the ballpark. And fortunately in St. Paul, they'll let us know.
All right, so I know that earlier in the year, and one of the guys got traded at the trade deadline, it was Chris Paddock, the sheriff, right? Chris Paddock, Brooks Lee, they're rocking these cowboy hats, and they had this cowboy theme night for the Minnesota Twins. It sounds like country night for you guys is coming up, and it looks like you guys got like a cool T-shirt. Is there a cool T-shirt giveaway? Because I kind of like that T-shirt, man.
So it's a ticket package that you can go on saintsbaseball.com and get all the details for. But it's a special ticket package you can purchase. Get you that country music T-shirt. Obviously, the theme throughout the night, there'll be plenty of country music playing. I'm about 99% sure. I take that back. 100% sure that there will be line dancing classes going on the concourse. So. Like any Saints game, folks are walking around, they're checking out the food, they're checking out the fun, they're watching some baseball. But at the same time, if you get a chance to learn some line dancing, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, and no, I'm totally with you. And then Saturday, you got Native American Heritage Night. That is coming up on Saturday. And then you got a dog day, the third dog day of the season. Like, how successful? Well, I'm asking the question. They must be extremely successful. This is your third dog day of the year?
Oh, people love them. People love them. Like, it's we end up with over 1,000 dogs about every time we do this, and it's a blast. People, you know, people love their dogs. I'm included. If I wasn't at the ballpark already, I'd be buying a ticket to bring my dog to the park. So that's a blast. And then Saturday night's a really special night that we work with Treasure Island and the Prairie Island Indian community to celebrate their heritage, the tribal heritage, and really share that with Saints fans, and obviously we have a lot of folks that come out from the community that enjoy that game. So yeah, it's a pretty special weekend.
I might try to make it out on Saturday. I'm definitely, because I got some people that some higher ups with Treasure Island. I'm going to check and see if they're going to be at the ballpark that Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you're around, I might try to connect with you. But I'd love to try to make it out if I can. Let me throw this at you here real quick. And this is a really big compliment, because I'm a fashion guy. I'm into clothing, right? Like, I'm into all kind of fashion wear. But with regards to sports apparel, dude, you guys really have some of the best sports apparel out there of all the teams. And I like when I wore so last year, every single year I do a bowling event with Joe Maurer. It benefits the Highland Friendship Club over there in St. Paul.
Yeah.
And so last year I rocked my Saints jersey that you guys hooked me up with a hoodie. And I know Joe always wears his Twins jersey, and I think Glenn Perkins wore his Twins jersey. But I was like the most stylish guy in there, because I had the nice badass Saints. You guys do a great job, man. Like, what is the – is there like a session or like over the course of the off season where you guys, your marketing team and people, you're drawing up all these different things that you're going to roll out in terms of new merch and apparel? Because you guys really do come up with some awesome stuff.
Oh, thank you. Definitely, it's a team effort. Betsy Faber on our staff, who just started with us here in 2025, is just killing it and doing a great job with bringing on new designs. You know, it's always been interesting to me from a Saints perspective that the look, the Saints logo and the uniform look is very classic. You know, it's really, the Saints name is 125 years old. I mean, it's the Saints really have, other than the, like the St. Paul Apostles back in the late 1800s, the Saints have always been the Saints, and we're in a minor league baseball world where you kind of have to be crazy with your team name and logo to get any notice for it. So you've got the Spartan, the Hub City Spartan Burgers, and the Columbus Clingstones, and the Trash Pandas, and you know, all the crazy names and crazy characters to go along with those. We definitely like to be crazy and edgy and creative when it comes to who we are and what we're all about and our brand. But the look and feel of the Saints has always been very classic. So we try to walk that fine line, and the team in the office does a great job. We get a ton of feedback from fans too. So that always, you know, whether it's a promotion, whether it's ticket prices, whether it's food and beverage, whether it's souvenir and merch designs, we lean a lot into what we hear from our fans.
Yeah, well, let's continue to push the envelope, man. Let's stay ahead of the game, because you know those guys down in Kansas City, my friends that I used to work with, they're always giving me grief, and they're talking about, nah, the Storm Chasers, we got the badass jerseys, we got the really nice. I'm like, nah, man, we're crushing you guys right now. So let's stay on top of it, my man.
We'll do our best.
All right. I appreciate it, Derek, man. Have a blast this week, and I'll be in contact with you, man. I definitely want to get out there before the season's over.
Sounds good, Henry. Look forward to it, man.
All right. That's Derek Scherer, president of the St. Paul Saints, joining us here on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.